Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick 'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin El-Hassan. Joined as always by Big Jerv, Black Trey, Jay Skills. Got a great show for you guys today. First of all, reminder, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you get, become a Patreon, and you get the full version of this pod all at once on Mondays. You get the OG pod. You get Watch alongs. You get what else am I missing here? Oh, the Discord, all types of shit. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are tapped in over there. Y'all want to do BMF right now, man? There's one shit that happened in the episode that had me dying. Come and get this pussy.
Oh, the crackhead.
Oh my god.
She was fiending. She was fiending the fuck out.
Come and get this pussy. She just yelled that out.
That's a Grace, man. Oh, hard times.
Hey man, that nigga Charles had a time this episode. Charles was having a time. That nigga cut a rug.
Did y'all think Charles was gonna fuck or not?
Nah, I knew he wasn't gonna hit.
Nah, he ain't that type of nigga.
He going to.
He close to it though. Nah, he tempted. They gonna make him look like a sleazeball nigga. I hate that the nigga dead. His daddy dead. Nigga did not even defend himself because they got this nigga looking.
To be honest with you, Trey, it's probably better that he's dead.
Yeah,
like, can you imagine being alive and everyone looking at you like, oh, like everyone
broke ass funny. Nigga.
Yeah, like everybody hates this nigga now, man. Like in real life, like the Charles memes are fucking out of control, and then you got fucking Lou Young doing the scene from last week.
Listen, that nigga, he was about to sock Snoop, man, for nigga speaking on his marriage.
Oh, he said, "Yeah,
I was fucking Snoop Dogg.
I've never hit a man
Snoop Dogg's,
in the club,
Snoop Dogg's wig is ridiculous, by the way.
Crazy.
the hardest shit.
Yeah, but bro, also his chain. Tough. Why is his chain so big? Like, what is it?
It's the '80s, bro.
No, that's a 2022 chain, nigga. Like that big ass Cuban link. Like, nah, bro. Niggas wasn't wearing chains like that back in the '80s, my nigga.
Yo,
I'm sorry.
Yo, they mom went to a pastor that's been married three times.
Hey, man, he's a man of the Lord, bro.
But he's a man of the Lord. If that wasn't everything they told us it was for, like, churches back in the day.
Yeah, niggas was getting bad advice is bad advice. I say it all the time.
Hey, man. Someone married three times. That means that nigga's experienced. You know.
Yeah,
the best advice.
He go on for what he want to go for. But
he trying to hit too.
Yo, the funniest shit. Nah, he wasn't trying to hit. He kept a G. Yeah. But it was so fucking funny because Charles was like, he was watching that whole time. He wanted to dance so bad. So when he got the invite, he like, it's been a minute. Them weak ass moves. Them moves was weak as a bitch, man. And then he turned into Ike Turner, bro. The nigga playing the guitar.
Oh, yeah, man. He's not looking at her. I'm like, Charles, man, you got to chill, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you in front of the church.
Hey, Charles out here ready to risk it. He ready to risk it all, bro. He had everybody going crazy. You know what's funny? The nigga that Meech got sent to go take out to bring back, and they end up shooting the nigga in the head. But the nigga was over there fucking old K-9 girl.
Yeah.
Sick. She like, I'm gonna keep still doing my thing. He like, man, I ain't worried about your ass.
I
don't give a fuck.
I was like, why? Yeah, like, I had the same reaction as Meech. I'm glad he did it, because when she said that line, I was like, who the fuck cares? Why did she?
Like, I came to do my job.
Hey, yeah. Shout out to the to my boy Southwest T. Whoever it is. Nah, I'm froze up.
Yeah, you good.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoever the actor is playing the hell out of that lazy eye, man.
Da Vinci.
Yeah. That eye is lazy as fuck. And that shit
is Da Vinci related to Blue Da Vinci at all?
Nah. But that's not his, that, you know, obviously he's wearing that cap. And that's Count Bossanova. So the night we was out, remember when I seen all them acting niggas?
They found out that everyone in Black Hollywood hangs out together.
Right.
All right, and we're black.
But
yeah.
Oh, that's funny, man. That's funny. But yeah, man, like, yeah, he's acting his ass off, man. I'm trying to think, like, who the best actors? Definitely Charles. My man Charles is killing it. Oddly enough, I usually think most kids are terrible actors, but the one that plays the little sister, she's actually pretty good.
Yeah, she's good. She is good. I noticed in that scene where she was like,
she's better than Baby Girl in Power.
Yeah, she was like,
don't do that. Don't disrespect Baby Girl, dog. They gave her like three lines the entire
It took us five seasons to know her name was Yaz.
To hear. Yeah, I was like, no, I remember that. They said her name. I was like, who the fuck is Yasmin?
What about
and why the fuck is her name Yasmin? They all black.
What about my nigga Lamar coming back?
Bro,
trying to steal a dead man.
So, bro, you know I was overly curious. I watched the Vlad interview.
What Vlad interview? What
with the real Lamar?
With the real Lamar late.
I didn't watch it yet.
I watched it. Word? Yeah. And he like, I shot that nigga 18 times. You know what I'm saying? He said, I tried to kill him. That motherfucker was moving and all that. He said, but you know, he did it where a point where he not telling on himself. Mm-hmm. He like, after my brother died and they killed my nephew, I told Meech and them, stop fucking with me. Stay away from me. Like, da 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 da. He said, Meech was trying to be slick and hang out at the Coney, because I guess the Coney Island, yeah, right, is in, yeah, Lamar Hood. So that depiction of him driving in Jeep.
Mm-hmm. Hello, listener. Have you ever used ButcherBox? I don't know if you know this about me, but I used to be a butcher. I used to work at an unnamed grocery store. I used to be that tall man behind the counter in your neighborhood, cutting up meat and preparing seafood for you. And I know that it can be a stressful situation. I know that it can be crowded. You have to wait your turn. You have to know what you want. You feel rushed. Sometimes you might think that your butcher has a bad attitude. I don't know. Happened to a friend. Couldn't possibly be me. But that's why I love ButcherBox. ButcherBox brings you peace of mind. You can easily find high quality beef, chicken, pork that you can trust is humanely raised. There's no antibiotics or added hormones. There's the ultimate convenience of not having to deal with butchers or the crowded meat counter after a long day at work. It's delivered right to your doorstep. There's always free shipping and there's incredible value. You're getting really high quality products at an amazing value. You get exclusive member deals. You get recipe inspiration, guides, hacks. A little hack from my butcher experience, the petite top sirloin, which is about half the price of the New York steak, is a very similar cut with a fat cap on one side, and you get very good tenderness out of the petite sirloin. If you've ever been to a Brazilian steakhouse and you see them talking about picanha, that's the petite sirloin. With ButcherBox, I'm always prepared. I always have meat on deck for a grill and chill, a cookout, or just making dinner at home. And I'm saving a ton of money from shopping at the grocery store all the time. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's great, but what's my reward for signing up for ButcherBox? Well, I'm glad you asked, because if you sign up at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, you will get free ground beef for life. For life. Enough ground beef to fill the Nile, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/dings.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here from Cinephobe. Yeah, that podcast. It's a good one. Ascertain. Telling you right now, Prize Picks, that's the way to go. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. The easiest and most exciting way to play DFS is just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. It's demon time. That's right. You're asking, what does that mean? It's demon time. I'll tell you. Demons and Goblins, the newest and most exciting way to play at Prize Picks. Squares marked with red demons or green goblins get you different payouts. You can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. That's insane. That's insane of Prize Picks to do. You know what else is insane? They offer injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays alive. Prize Picks is the only DFS platform with an injury insurance policy. And by the way, they now offer Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account this football, basketball, any season you're playing. Me personally, I'm taking more than points on Joel Embiid all the time. I'm taking more than assists on Tyrese Halliburton. I'm taking less than points on Jordan Poole. Those seem to be the easy money makers for you. And you're probably wondering, Zach, how do I get involved in this? You go to prizepicks.com/ding and use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/ding. Use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
It was supposed to be like kind of like the same shit, but he got mad because niggas was kind of playing in his face. Like, you know, you in my neighborhood. You been there. Y'all outside having a, and he said it was 30 niggas outside. And he said the fact that he just let off shots. He said, I didn't give a fuck. He said, when I hit him, I was like, I hope he die. You know what I'm saying? But he a real nigga. Like, he don't look, obviously, he don't look, they older now. He look cooked. But
I saw the picture because I went and looked him up after the show. I was like, this nigga look like his whole jaw fucked up, everything. Like,
so then I followed up. You know, I went straight down a rabbit hole. B. Mickey is the other nigga. He another nigga named, I can't even think of the name, but he mad at 50 because he like, they using my likeness and they not paying me. And and Kato really alive. Her name is, I can't think of the name right now, but she alive. And he like, you know, when Meech come home, that's going to be the money shot because we're going to take a group photo and he feel like that clout going to get him paid or that Meech going to take care of him now. But it's like, he like, yeah, I watched it. I still watched it, but I got to lawyer her up.
Her name's Igiana Alexis. No, that's the actress. My bad.
Yeah.
Who's the real Kato in real life? Is oh
it's
damn.
It's a regular ass name too.
She look like a.
And were those Cadbury eggs? What was that?
You sick? Oh, about Cadbury eggs too.
What was that? That he left on the door.
Oh. I think those were Cadbury eggs. Yeah. That's a trash candy too, by the way.
It is. I was like, why those? That's what made me notice it. I was like, that's weak.
It used to have that. It used to have the bunny. It used to have a bunny in the commercial. And they go, buck, buck, buck,
buck, buck, yep. Buck.
That's niggas old. This you know a nigga old when that shit show.
Yeah.
Well,
but yeah, I'm excited for next week because, I mean. I would assume that Meech would think.
I'm so sick of the cop too, though. By the way, that, I'm sick of his ass.
Who Howard or whatever?
Yeah, Steve bro. I'm sick of his ass.
Yeah, like man, this nigga, like yo, man, like this nigga shot. What are you talking about? Get on the ground.
He pushing a nigga.
Yeah, damn. When nigga,
like, what are you doing?
But like, no, I would assume that Meech would think that B. Mickey was a part of the shit. Right.
Well, he already, but yeah. that's why he talking intentionally, like as my right hand man. He doing that bullshit because he always knew the whole time. But like now, it look even more wild because the nigga was stalling and then Lamar shot him. Yeah. So it get the fuck with our mind a little bit because obviously they gonna twist the story up because niggas is gonna do their research and be.
This is how T get back in. This is how T get back in the mix, bro. Yeah.
Mm,
he's itching after fucking it. Cause Meech was one of the dudes to whip the white dude's ass, right?
Yeah. He called him. Yeah, that's why they were at the Coney. There was the
oh post-game. Duh yeah duh
yeah
post-game, no but post game
flow. Hey, man, everyone's got one. Yo, the white dude, man, what's going on with the accent? Is this thing?
What is it?
And he the leader of niggas. Niggas.
Hey, it was nothing but niggas in his spot.
No, I think he mobbed up, yo.
They was all coming out to like low key protect the nigga. I'm like, what kind of slave shit is this? It was like the two mechanic niggas and the two office niggas and the chick. I'm like,
nigga taking the gloves off and shit.
Yeah, I'm like, come on.
That's funny, man. I was also, I was like, all right, where are all the white people at? Right. This nigga just like Tarzan.
Surrounded by niggas, yeah.
He's just Tarzan. What the
fuck? He know what it is.
That's some real Detroit shit.
Oh, so you know real Detroit shit. Is this shit real? Them niggas just like lighting shit on fire?
Right. That was
wild.
That was a real thing.
I was trying, like, I thought, like, oh, you know, trick or treating. Oh, yeah, niggas throw eggs and shit. And it's like, yeah, we light houses on fire and they turn into Hell Week or whatever. I'm like, what?
Devil's Night. Yeah.
How is this shit? How is this a thing?
How do we never know about this? Like, this is not national news. Like, niggas just in Detroit every year. Yeah, we like shit.
Every year, imagine every year, you got to be out here with a bucket of water.
I got you right now. In 1984, the city saw one of its most riotous nights in recent memory. On that Devil's Night, local hooligans set a total of 810 fires. The police and firefighters needed backup from suburban departments the first time in years, and at least two firefighters were injured in the chaos.
But I'm saying, like, they made it seem like this is like a every year thing.
Yeah, it's an annual thing, but this particular one in 1984 was the one that
was the worst.
Was the worst one.
That's crazy.
Well, Lala said what it was, though, right?
Yeah, it's insurance fraud.
It's insurance fraud.
Yeah.
That's probably why we never heard about it.
But burning down the whole house is sick.
Yeah. Let them hookers burn. I was like, what's wrong with y'all, man?
Yeah.
Whole neighborhood just standing there.
Yeah. Niggas out there like,
and then, motherfucking. Does this vet mean something? Like, or was that just like she saves the vet? She runs into the burning building.
That was like some real TV show shit. Like, we trying to push some weird agenda. Like,
yeah, there's something. There has to be something.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, it reminded me like Snowfall. Remember in Snowfall when the writer got up with the dude and he was like some vet or some shit? Remember when she was investigating the dad's, what you call it, his soup kitchen or whatever?
Yeah.
And she ended up linking with some nigga who was on some veteran shit. And I'm just like, what the fuck this guy do with niggas selling weight? Like,
like that? And then also, why did old girl burn herself afterward? And her arm is all fucked up.
You know how people be like doing self harm to herself. So pretty much, I think she like not like a burn victim or some shit. Not burn victim, but like survive the shit. So I think she does that shit. Like she goes and randomly be going and running the houses and shit. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that was pretty nuts.
I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
I thought she was getting off to
that
shit.
On that note, all right, that's gonna do it for us here on Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Become a Patreon member. Get this full podcast in its entirety on Mondays, as opposed to waiting for each of the piece to come out. Oh yeah, Jervis doing something with his shirt. Something about football or some shit. I don't know. Shout out to Jerv, shout out to Jay, shout out to Trey. Stay black, motherfucker.